WWIB. Some Lori Line in the background as we start the best 5 minutes of the day. Something we kind of stumbled into, like an old Reese's Peanut Butter Cup commercial. Good morning to Jason Cairns. Good morning.
Good morning. I wonder how many people that reference will make sense to.
I know it goes back. I think it goes back to the 70s, but
it does. Those were great commercials, though.
What I'm remembering, this is the one I remember, is that there was like, it's an apartment building like in New York or something, and a guy's eating like a Hershey bar, and another guy, I guess, is eating peanut butter.
Yeah.
And then what, they bump into each other, and he's like, you got peanut butter on my chocolate, you got chocolate on my peanut butter, and they were both like, hey, this is good.
Yeah. Yeah, that's exactly what I remember as well. I also remember watching that commercial and thinking, man, I wish I was one of those guys. Because I love chocolate and peanut butter together, but there was such vast quantities in those commercials. It was a giant chunk of chocolate with a lot of peanut butter.
So I have a difficult, I was actually pondering this some, even prayerfully on the way here today. And so I'm going to raise this. You do not have to answer this.
All right.
You know,
right.
I think in our Christian training, I was taught, you know, God is love and it's there. I mean, 1 John 4:8-16. And then also they say, almost like flipping the coin, but they and that he's holy. And that it was explained to me, here's the Bible verses. He's pure and he's righteous and he's just. And I mean, is that like love and holy, like the peanut butter and chocolate of God? I don't know.
That is a good question. I think that is a good question.
That's how my mind works.
Yeah. I mean, I think at the base level, we could say that they belong together. But thinking about how they fit together,
right?
Maybe the more challenging question
is love the chocolate.
I mean, I like the chocolate best, so probably.
Yeah. Okay. Well, it's our conversation, so we can. Yeah, I could say love's the chocolate.
That's true. Yeah.
And
yeah. Maybe the question is, if in our conversation, which of us is the chocolate, which is the peanut butter?
I don't.
Maybe we're both chocolate. I don't know.
Yeah, that's interesting. That's interesting. You know,
yeah,
I think I can go there on this one. I used to try to, the way that I said that, chocolate and peanut butter. When Selvig and I did M&M's in the morning, and Matt, good morning. It's been a long time since we talked. But yeah, he was high energy. And so I was sort of the offset to that. Yeah. But when I get with my wife, I'm more of like the Matt part. So,
Yeah, that's a good point. I suppose it depends on who we're with.
Right. So sometimes they give you, you can get like one of those jelly and peanut butter together in a jar.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. That's what I would say, peanut butter and jelly. When I was Matt, he was definitely the jelly. I would be more the peanut butter. But on the other hand, yeah, with my wife, I'm like, she's more the peanut butter.
Sure. That makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't know if I like the jelly and the peanut butter together, though. Not in the jar.
Yeah, I know. But it's all the things we do to shorten life. Like, I'll be honest. I think, well, yeah, I get one of those. I just got another one. I mean, it's one of, they used to have, like, you could get shampoo and conditioner together. Now they've got shampoo, conditioner, and body wash together. And
yeah,
I get it because I'm like, hey, let's just get it all together.
Simplify.
Exactly.
Yeah, these are the righteous conversations our listeners get up early for.
I like it, though. I think, you know.
Me too.
I mean, if we just got up.
Absolutely.
You know, I grew up in the, it was like sacred Christian radio, and they had sacred music, and the people who owned it just bashed contemporary Christian music for years.
Oof,
and
man.
Anyhow.
Oh, I love this. This is what I get up for.
Yeah.
So, talk with my friends in the morning.
You never know, right? You just never.
Right. It's true.
There's a million names we could call this 5 minutes. One of them is, we could call it, You Never Know.
That's true. you just do never know.
We could call it peanut butter and chocolate.
Oh, boy.
All right. We got Luke 2:10-12 for December 13th.
All right. It says, the angel reassured them. Don't be afraid, he said. I bring you good news that will bring great joy to all people. The Savior, yes, the Messiah, the Lord, has been born today in Bethlehem, the city of David, and you will recognize him by the sign. You will find a baby wrapped snugly in strips of cloth lying in a manger.
Mm-hmm. And in your devotional commentary, Letters to the Beloved, you tackle those three verses this way. The angel said to them, do not be afraid. Listen, I'm bringing you amazing news of unsurpassable joy for all people everywhere. This very day, just down the road in David City, a child was born who is Savior, Messiah, and Lord. Here's what you must look for, a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a feeding trough.
Yeah, that unsurpassable joy for all people everywhere. You know, I think it's this amazing good news is available for everyone.
Yeah, it is kind of amazing. Well, it is incredible. And
it is.
Just God as a baby, right? For sure.
Yep, absolutely.
Thank you, Jason. We'll do it again tomorrow.
Yep, talk to you tomorrow.
There we go. You never know. Today is ice cream day. Ice cream, kind of like, I know you're doing all that stuff with cookies, but don't forget about us. It's Cocoa Day. It's the day of the horse. Violins have their own day, as does popcorn string. This is the time of the year for that. And, oh boy, I feel like if I say this next one, I'm just going to gain calories saying it. So, here we go. Cream cheese frosting day. Ooh, yeah. Thank you.
Well, where are you headed for Christmas? Tell us, and we just might be helping you pay for the gas to get there. Now through the 21st, just call the WWIB listener line at 715-396-1670. Introduce yourself and tell us where you're driving for Christmas and who you can't wait to see. Five randomly selected callers will win a $100 gift card from Quick Trip, courtesy of WWIB and our friends at Marquardt Motors Certified Service. Yeah, it's that easy. The number 715-396-1670, the home for Christmas road trip contest presented by Marquardt Motors Certified Service. And I do think we have another voicemail of someone saying, hey, this is where I'm going.
Hi, my name's Randy Spees, and I'm going to Ulu, Wisconsin to see some family. Merry Christmas. Bye.
Marquardt Motors Certified Service.
Guess what, Randy? Marquardt and WWIB are giving you a $100 Quick Trip gift card to help you fuel your road trip this Christmas. Congratulations. You were randomly selected, and we'll give you a jingle here to let you know just how to pick that up.
The WIB Wake Up Show on a Win It Wednesday, continuing on with a question from Tuesday Trivia that stumped listeners three different times.
We're giving you another chance to win a free shirt with free shipping from C4Gear.com. That's the letter C, the number 4Gear.com. Christian clothing created for conversation. You got to check that out. We're giving you a chance to win if you can be the first to answer this question, 715-723-2555, 723-2555. About 40% of us struggle to do this. About 4 in 10 of us struggle to do what? 715-723-2555, bright and early here on a Wednesday morning.
Caleb, is it correctly answer a question on a radio morning show?
Well, I don't know. I mean, sometimes I think the percentage might be even lower than that because this is a little bit of a stumper
today.
It is,
yeah.
We've heard from all over the place, from Menominee, Rice Lake, Mondovi, Shell Lake, Augusta, Bloomer, Ridgeland, Spooner, Willard, Conrath, Ladysmith, Withy, Fall Creek, Chetek, Cumberland, and Lublin, but haven't got the answer yet. Your turn, 715-723-2555. About 40% of us struggle to do what? It's not eat breakfast. It's not get up in the morning. It's not flossing, falling asleep, wrapping a Christmas present well, or losing weight. It's not returning phone calls or emails. It's not getting up off the floor. It's not drinking enough water, shoveling your sidewalk. It's not falling asleep, drowsiness while driving. It's not clipping your toenails, paying your bills, getting enough sleep. It's not parallel parking, putting up your Christmas tree, going grocery shopping, remembering special occasions, getting enough exercise, eating enough vegetables, giving it up to the Lord, starting a conversation, or whistling. It is none of those. About 40% of us struggle to do this. Struggle to do what?
What could it be?
715-723-2555 for your chance. 715-723-2555. We would love to hear from you for your chance to win that free t-shirt with free shipping from C4Gear.com.
Everybody's going to think you're so smart if you get it, and think of what it'll do for the reputation of your city, because we've had so many different cities guess.
Indeed. 715-723-2555. Who wants to be the first one through the door here to guess? Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Monica calling from Kedah.
What do you think, Monica?
How about eating enough vegetables?
That's actually been guessed, so you can have a bonus guess if you want to think on your feet here. But, I mean, again, that makes sense. It's like, yeah, we struggle to get the fruits and veggies. What do you think? Bonus guess?
How about multitask?
4 in 10 of us struggling to multitask, and I would say that could even be 5 in 10 because the women are the multitaskers and the men, maybe we struggle a little bit more with that. Is it multitasking, Monica? It's not. Call us back. Thank you.
Thanks.
715-723-2555. Let's go right here. Good morning. What is your name and where are you calling from on this Win It Wednesday?
Good morning. This is Kay from Ladysmith. Is it cooking?
Is it cooking? Do 4 in 10 of us struggle?
Not liking to cook.
Yeah, not liking to cook. Maybe not skilled at it. That what 40% of us struggle with? Kay from Ladysmith. It's not cooking. Call us back, please. 715-723-2555.
All right. Keep those guesses coming here this morning. I don't know. We've had no hints so far.
We'll have to think of one if we continue stumping you. Good morning, WWIB. What is your name? Where are you calling from on a Win It Wednesday in the WIB Wake Up Show?
Hey, good morning, Caleb. This is Will from Barron.
Will from Barron. I don't think we've heard from Barron yet. So, this is for the honor of your municipality here. What do you think, Will from Barron?
In left field. I'm going to say digesting dairy.
You're going to say digesting dairy. Got a baby boy who struggles with that. Is it digesting dairy? Do 4 in 10 of us struggle with dairy? No, but thank you, Will from Barron. Call back. Or Hillsdale, technically. Yeah, I think Will mentioned Hillsdale. Now I'm belatedly realizing what he was saying. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Mary from Alma Center.
What do you think, Mary?
Filing your taxes on time.
Filing your taxes on time. We had paying bills and paying bills on time. Is it filing taxes on time? Do 40% of us struggle with that? No. Thank you, Mary. 715-723-2555. I think we have time for two more here, Havo.
Yeah. Again, we're getting closer to maybe needing to give you a hint next time around, but can we get two more guesses here?
Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Julie from Eau Claire.
What do you think, Julie?
How about writing letters or writing notes?
Right, like, the good old handwritten letters or notes. 40% of us struggling to do that. No, thank you, Julie. What do 40% of us struggle to do? 4 in 10 of us struggle to do this. We can take one more call here, then we're going to have to push it off. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Morning. This is Sarah from Fall Creek.
Sarah tried a lot yesterday. What do you think?
I did. Yeah, you kind of caught me at a good time yesterday. So I'm thinking snap their fingers.
Is it snapping your fingers? Whistling was one guess yesterday. That might have been your guess, actually. Is it snapping
it wasn't. I thought that was a really good one, too.
Let's see. Are we part of the 40%?
Snapping our fingers? Yeah, I can do that. I can do it. Yeah.
I can kind of do it. Not on the spot. Is it snapping your fingers?
Sorry, Sarah.
All right.
Thank you, Sarah.
Win It Wednesday, round two. Continuing on of the questions started on Tuesday Trivia. It's been a stumper so far, Caleb.
Yes, and we're asking you at 715-723-2555, what's something that 40% of us, 4 in 10 of us, struggle to do? 715-723-2555. Our prize is a free shirt with free shipping from C4Gear.com. Christian clothing created for conversation from our friends James Allen and Whitney Hall. It'll be a great prize. You can check out their website, but we need a winner.
Let's forego the wrong answers to the question. And again, you said 40% of us struggle to do this. And so let's give our hint.
Yes.
You go ahead.
I was hoping you remembered how we phrased it. So this is...
There's a part of this.
There's an aspect of this that almost all of us do.
Uh-huh.
That's, I think, how we phrase it.
Yeah, that
so
is.
So funny. I think both of us forgot. Yes. We were like, this is how we're going to phrase it. There's an aspect of this that almost all of us, almost all of us do.
Uh-huh.
But about 40% of us struggle to do what? About 40% of us struggle to do this.
There's your hint.
Yes. For what it's worth, 715-723-2555. Good morning to you. Win It Wednesday here in the WIB Wake Up Show. What is your name? Where are you calling from?
Taryn from my mom and
dad. Hey, Taryn. My favorite 5-year-old other than my daughter. Well, actually, you know what? You're my favorite 5-year-old now, Taryn, because my daughter's 6.
So, there you go.
All right. Putting a lot of pressure
you
on you, Taryn.
You rate, Taryn, I'll tell you.
What do you think? Cleaning your whole house. Do 40% of us struggle to get the entire house clean? Taryn, I'm not going to buzz you because we're friends from parking lot picnics this summer, but it's not what we're looking for. Is your entire house clean?
Yes.
Nice, nice. That's a credit to your mom and dad.
There we go.
And you, I suppose you're a great helper. Taryn, call us back. Thank you, honey. 715-723-2555. Taryn is the best. We had a great time at a parking lot picnic this summer. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Morning, this is Bob from Rice Lake.
Hey, Bob.
Hey, hi, guys.
What do you think?
Merry Christmas. I hate going out with my shoes untied.
So you're saying 40% of us struggle with going out with our shoes untied? Well,
just tying our shoes.
Okay.
Okay. So 40% of us struggle with getting those shoes tied before we go out. Is that what we're looking for? Bob from Rice Lake. Very creative answer, but no, I'm sorry. Call us back. Thank you, Bob. 715-723-2555.
Again, there's an aspect of this that all of us do.
Good morning, WWIB. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Good morning. This is Sherry from Whitehall.
Hey, Sherry.
Is it balancing your checkbook?
Is it balancing your checkbook? Do 40% of us struggle to keep that checkbook balanced, know how much money we have in there, keep track of all the expenditures? No, I'm afraid not, but excellent guess. Thank you, Sherry.
We are guests just hearing everything under the sun from soup to nuts here today.
And this is what's fun about it, really.
Yeah.
Good morning, WWIB. About 40% of us struggle to do what? Havo and I have mentioned that there's an aspect to this that really all of us do, virtually all of us. 715-723-2555. You are on the air. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Taryn from Anomaly.
Wow, Taryn.
Hey, Taryn. What do you think?
Calling in live.
Calling in live? That 40% of us struggle to call in live to a radio show?
Coloring in lines.
Oh, coloring in lines. Okay.
All right.
I was going to give you a bonus guess. So coloring inside the lines. So 40% of us struggle to color inside the lines. Taryn? No, it's not what we're looking for, but you see if you can get through. We can take a couple more guesses here.
The WIB Wake Up Show, Win It Wednesday, round three. Continuing on with the question we started and gave you three tries at on Tuesday Trivia. So this is the sixth attempt at this one, Caleb.
Yes, and a great prize. Again, a free T-shirt and free shipping from Christian Clothing created for conversation, c4gear.com. That's our prize, 715-723-2555. About 40% of us struggle to do this. About 4 in 10 of us struggle to do what? And the clue we gave Havel was basically saying there's an aspect of this that almost all of us do.
Yeah, that's what we said. There's an aspect of this that almost all of us do.
Correct. Good morning. You're the first one through the gate. What's your name? Where are you calling from on this Win It Wednesday here on WWIB?
Jennifer from La Crosse.
Jennifer from La Crosse. I do not believe we've heard from La Crosse yet. You're the first one, Jennifer. Win it for the honor of your city and the entire Cooley region. We're rooting for you. What do you think? No pressure.
All right. Well, brushing your teeth.
Is it brushing your teeth? Remembering to brush your teeth, brushing enough. Is it brushing your teeth, Jennifer from La Crosse? It's not. Oh.
But her answer is sponsored by Smiles in Motion.
Yes, pediatric dentistry. 715-723-2555. Jennifer, you are welcome to call back. Go ahead. 715-723-2555. Let us go here. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Dana from Connersville.
Dana from Connersville. I do not believe we've heard from Connersville yet either. So for the honor of your city and community, Dana, what do you think?
Procrastinate.
40% of us struggle with procrastination.
That's for sure.
Is that what we're looking for? I wonder if the number is even higher. It is not what we're looking for, but Dana calls back.
Should have put off answering her on that.
It's like, we'll tell you tomorrow. 715-723-2555. Good morning. What is your name here on the WIB Wake Up Show? You're on a Win It Wednesday.
Good morning. This is Sherry from Bloomer.
Hey, Sherry. What do you think?
I'm going to say that we struggle with spending too much time on our phones.
Too much time on our phones.
We sure do struggle with that.
Is it 40% of us struggling spending too much time on our phones? Sherry from Bloomer? It's not. Good guess. Thank you. Call us back. 715-723-2555.
You know, if we did less of that, we might not have the problem that the 40%, what the actual answer is. So.
There you go. Bonus clue. Bonus clue. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
I missed the bonus clue. What was the bonus clue?
Sherry had said too much time on our phones, and I said, you know, if we did less of that, we might not have as big a problem with what the actual answer is.
That's a good clue. That's a good clue, Havel. So what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Jody Wells.
Hey, Jody.
All right, what do you think, Jody?
Oh, gosh. I was going to say, like, make your bed, but
I don't know. That doesn't really work with your clue.
Well, I mean, if you get on your phone right away in the morning.
Yeah, right. You're not making
right,
your bed.
See? Yeah. You just drift out with your phone, don't make your bed. Is that the right answer?
Is it the right answer,
no.
Jody?
It's not. It's
call
not.
Us back, Thank Jody.
Have a great day, guys.
Hey, always good to hear from you.
Our song here from Stephen Curtis Chapman. So we've just got time for one more call here is all. So eeny, meeny, miny, mo. Good morning. You're the last caller in this segment. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yay, it's Monica from Cadott.
All right, Monica, you got another shot at this. What do you think?
Okay, how about checking your email?
Is it checking your email? Do 40% of us struggle to check our emails? And I think we could throw in there just keeping up with responding, replying to emails, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Yes.
Is that what it is? Monica from Cadott? I'm sorry, it's not. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
This is starting to remind me of a contest we had earlier this year that took us in to try it again Thursday, and I think the 89th or 90th, and I want to say Karen and Karen Stutzman came up with it, right? And so, wow.
At some point, we'll get this. We even had that bonus clue in there, too, that we will reiterate the next time we try this in about 20 minutes.
Win It Wednesday, round four. It's been a tough day and a tough question.
About 40% of us struggle to do this. 4 in 10 of us struggle to do what? 715-723-2555. We want you to have the chance to win a free T-shirt with free shipping from Christian Clothing Creative for Conversation, c4gear.com. And again, we said about 40% of us struggle to do this. We said there's an aspect of this that almost all of us do.
Yeah.
There's
and
an aspect
then
of this that almost all of us
there
do.
Was a second clue that sort of just manifested last time because one of the guesses had been by Sherry and Bloomer, too much time on our phones. And I had said if we did less of that, we might do have more success at the actual answer here.
Yeah, we'd probably struggle less with this. Again, about 40% of us struggle to do what? We'd probably struggle less with this if we put down our phones more.
I know it's true for me.
Yeah, so let's go here. Good morning, WWIB. What is your name? Where are you calling from on a Win It Wednesday?
This is Sherry from Bloomer.
All right, Sherry, what do you think?
I'm going to say that we struggle with not reading the Bible on a regular basis. Mm.
Do 40% of us struggle with not reading, not getting the Word of God enough? Not what we're looking for, but again, very possibly true, and maybe even more than 40% to our shame. But good guess, Sherry, but not what we're looking for. 715-723-2555. Good morning. What is your name? Where are you calling from?
Deborah from Chippewa Falls.
Hey, Deborah. Good. Good to have you. What do you think?
Is it face-to-face conversation?
Do 40% of us struggle with face-to-face conversations?
Yeah, those really happen.
Cell phone clue.
When you see people at lunch and they're each on their phone.
Yes.
Instead of talking.
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
Exactly.
From Chippewa Falls? It's not. But again, good advice, a good reminder to us all. Thank you. 715-723-2555. Good morning. What is your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Sarah. I'm calling from Eau Claire.
Sarah from Eau Claire, do you have the answer? About 40% of us struggle to do this. We'd probably struggle with it a lot less if we put down our cell phones. There's an aspect of this that almost all of us do. What do you think?
Is it write in cursive?
Is it write in cursive?
You know, I thought about that with
the last time I wrote cursive because my signature doesn't count.
Yeah, all right. Well, what do you think? Is that it?
Is that it? It's not,
Good
Sarah.
Guess.
Thank you for trying. Again, Havel's seen my signature. That doesn't count as cursive.
No, you look like a doctor.
A doctor having issues, probably. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from? Well, let's try them again. Good morning, WWIB. Let's take three more guesses here. This is number three. Good morning. What do you think?
Is it opening a jar?
Is it opening a jar? Do 40% of us struggle with opening a jar? No, but thank you for trying.
Two more.
715-723-2555. Otherwise, Tuesday trivia becomes Win It Wednesday becomes Try It Again Thursday. Good morning. You are guest number two out of three. Before we wrap this up for the day, what is your name? Where are you calling from?
Rebecca from Kennan. And is it just being in time on general? And, you know, like in general, being on time.
Being on time.
Great guess.
We struggle with that every Sunday morning on the way to church because I spend too much time telling people what time it is instead of actually helping.
I thought you were going to say working on your hair.
No. Is that what it is, Rebecca from Kennan? No, but a great guess. Good to hear from Kennan for the first time in our contest, I believe. All right, final guess. The hopes of everyone rest on this caller. What is your name? Where are you calling from?
It's Liz from Menominee.
Liz from Menominee.
No pressure.
All right, Liz.
Is it waking up early?
Do 40% of us
struggle? Has that been guessed?
I feel like that's been guessed. We'll give you a bonus guess here because I think that's been
Anything
guessed.
Anything else, Liz?
Exercising.
Okay. Exercising.
Do 40%.
Do 40%. Yeah, actually, no, that has been guessed. All right, bonus guess. Let's just try again. I see that on our list of incorrect answers.
All right.
So one more try here, Liz.
Where's my daughter when I meet her?
Remember that the hints were, you know, the idea that almost all of us participated in this, and then also if we actually spent less time on our phones, maybe we'd be more successful at what the actual answer is here.
What do you think?
Driving better.
All right.
40% of us struggle just with basic driving skills. Liz from Menominee, are we going to get this?
No.
We are not. We're going to push it off till tomorrow. But yeah, maybe Taryn can try again. 715-723-2555. Thank you, Liz. So, yeah, for those who don't know, Tony from Menominee and Liz from Menominee and Taryn, we've got father, mother, and daughter. Again, I recognize their voices. They're frequent friends and callers here, but none of them got it. We heard from all over. The list keeps growing of all the places we've heard from.
And we have heard from Sue in Weston. She's our latest partner on WWIB, supporting WIB Incorporated with that tax-deductible support greater than $103.70. Thank you, Sue. Your name goes into the basket, the box here. Caleb, we've been so proud of you and your dedication and the way you've continued to lose weight with Olivia, and we encourage listeners to join in and join with you in the great success. We know lots of folks need some help in that department. In fact, you're not the only radio person tied in with WIB and Wogo Radio. Sebastian Gorka, I caught this yesterday, and this is what he was saying.
42 pounds I lost. 42 pounds. How would you feel if you'd lost 42 pounds?
That is a lot of weight to lose. So a lot of props to Sebastian, who said he struggled with, a little bit too much around the waist for 20 years. But I don't know, in case you missed it, on yesterday's program, Caleb checked in. Now, Sebastian lost 42 pounds. How about Caleb?
I am down now to 43.2 pounds lost.
Wow, even better. Even better than Sebastian's 42. Way to go, Caleb.
Well, you know what? That makes me want to keep going a little bit further, close mm-hmm. to the goal. But, yeah, adding a little competitive aspect to
mm-hmm.
it.
There you go.
Yeah, you know, I don't mind that.